Perek Yud Chof Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches Ki Im Yesh Achris Visik Vascha Lo Sikares. Okay, this pasuk is a direct continuation from the previous pasuk, Pasuk Yud Zayin. We were told Al Yikane Libcha Bachatoim Ki Im Yiras Hashem Kol Hayom. Do not be mekan. Is he coming? Okay, very good. Okay, yes. We have a special guest today. What's his name?
Michael.
Yaakov Michael?
Michael,
okay. So we have a...
Hands-on
demonstration?
For people to actually do things.
We ate a tefillin today. Quarter to 11. Excellent. Okay. All right, so the Pasuk of Yer says, maybe we'll do a little short Mishnah, we'll do some Mishnah Berurah, so we'll have some halacha for Purim. But the Pasuk of Yer says, Pasuk Yitzayin, Al Yikane Limcha Bachatoyim, Kiyim Biyuris Hashem Kol Ayoyim, a person should not be Mekane Leha Chatoyim, do not be jealous of people who the success, the Mitzvah says, do not be jealous of the success of the evildoers. Kiyim Biyuris Hashem Kol, you shall seek Yiras Hashem Kol Hayoyim. Ki im why? So Pasuk Yitzchaz tells us the advantage. Ki im yesh achris v'sik achris, because there's hope. Achris means achris, another word for hope. There is something to look forward to. When a person has the Yiras Shamayim, he can be certain he will achieve, he will receive reward. He will reap the benefits. So therefore, there is hope. V'sik vascha lo sikares, and your pasuk repeats itself, and your hope will not be cut off. Let's see the mezuzah pasuk yudches. Ki im ratz loymar ki shaluchohu davar sheyesh lo achris. The thing that you are pursuing, which means yira shemayim, is something which there is achris. There is hope. Ki azuchus yamu lucha bi achris hayamim v'tikvas hagmul lo sikares ubo savol. Because the merit of your good deeds and your Yiras Shamayim will stand for you in the end of days, and the hope for reward will never be cut off, because it will certainly come, a person will certainly get reward. Rashi says the same thing. Rashi points out the word im here is not to be, im means if. That's not the way the word im here is used. It means kasher. Ki im. Kasher. Im ze mashma b'loshan asher. Kolaymar. Asher bavur zeh, therefore, because of this, I guess you have to translate the word asher in this context. Therefore, because of this, of having Yiras Shamayim, you will be guaranteed ki yesh achris v'sikva ilecha. There is hope, and there is something to look forward that will come to you. Okay, that's Pasuk Yudches. Let's go to Pasuk Yutesh. Shema ato bini vechacham. Listen now, ato now, my son vechacham, and be wise. Ato means you. I'm sorry, ato is an aleph. You, shema ato bini, you, my son, shall listen to me vechacham. When I'm telling you is to become wise, va'asher baderech libech, and if you'll be wise, then you'll be able to take strides. The word asher means to take stride steps. You'll be able to take strides with your freely, because there's no danger. Your heart will only guide you to good places. A person whose heart has been corrected, has been improved with Yiras Shamayim, will only go to the place that Hashem wants. Pasuk Yitzchaz in the Mitzvahs. Therefore, give me a better translation. Kiim. Give me, okay, you're right, tell me, what is Hadi Taich Asher? Let's see how the article translates it. Yeah, tell me, I'm all ears.
It's not Asher, it's Asher, so it's like,
you're talking about
Asher,
you're talking two different words.
Asher, wait, which word? Pasuk Yitzchaz, Pasuk Yitzchaz.
Yitzchaz.
Oh, Yitzchaz, Asher means steps. Asher. Not like the Rashi, not the Asher in the Pasuk in the Kiyim. In Pasuk Yud Ches in the Rashi, I got confused. See, in Pasuk Yud Ches, it says Ki Im. Rashi there said the word Im does not mean if. Ki Im means but, however.
Oh, okay.
Ye Im Ze Mashma Mishamesh Biloshon Asher. It doesn't mean kiim bot yesh achas. Right. Now we have shmata vini. My son, listen to me. You, my son, listen to me. Listen to everything I'm teaching you. Va'asher and take strides, steps, baderech on the road, libecha, with your heart. In other words, read the words backwards. Let your heart guide you on the road. Your heart will tell you which path to take. And you need not be concerned that your heart will take you to the wrong place, to a place of avera, because you have already been trained. You have wise in your mind, your heart. Therefore, you can have security. You can have confidence that your decisions in life will be correct. Okay, that's what how the mitzvah translates the word asher. The asher inyan look at the mitzvah see and asher. Asher here means inyan mitzodim steps upesios kamo for ashray ba derech bina to guide him to stride on a way of understanding. Let's look at the mitzvah's pasuk yutes vach chachom. You my son, be wise, lemod chachma, study wisdom, and the afterwards va asher. Then you will be able to walk, to travel on the path that your heart directs you. Ki levav chokhma, a heart of wisdom, lo yisi'acha la'avera, will not guide you, will not incite you, direct you to do avera. So in other words, you'll have confidence. That's one of the greatest brachas in life, to have confidence in what you're doing is right. To always live a life and you're always worrying, looking behind your shoulder, maybe I made the wrong decision, and living in the past, I could have, should have, would have, if only I had. That's torture. That's a torture, right? That I have a psychologist, that's torture. You have to live with confidence and don't look back. You make a decision, and that is the end. Forget about it. It's a healthy outlook on life, not to look back. You make a decision, and you go weiter. It's very disturbing to me, people who live in the past. And I used to, history is nothing, many people, including myself, we love to study history. History is Meshech HaSalev. Shema, Binu Shnos Dor Vodor. You look back, you reminisce, study history. And people always are telling us that it's so important to study history because history repeats itself. And if you study history, you'll know not to make the same mistakes in the future. Absolutely, 100%. But sometimes you see people, they overdo it. They're living in the past. They're always talking about what was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, good old days. I know someone like this. Every time I talk to him, he tells me about my grandparents, and he tells me about, the old Yankov Yosef. he never talks about the future, never. He never talks about the present. And his whole mind is just living in the past. He's been doing this for 20 years. What happened to the last 20? Live your life! It's wonderful to learn the past, to study the past, the mistakes of the past, the miles of the past. But you gotta go weiter. You have to live your life in the present and the future. And it's scary sometimes. History is history. It's right. History. And the truth is, history doesn't repeat itself the same way. Now, I don't think, you get a little bit older, you talk about all the mistakes of World War II and the Nazis and this and what was happening with Iran. It's definitely true, but it's different also. The circumstances of every generation are very, very different. And just because one decision was good 50 years, 100 years ago, doesn't necessarily mean the same approach is good in this generation. So it's good. There's something to learn from, but you have to take it. You have to go weiter. Don't live in the past. Okay, but here it says the person who is wise, Yashu, you have confidence. Asher baderech libech. Let's see over here. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Okay, pasuk chav. Pasuk chav is an important pasuk, especially for Purim. Okay, this pasuk is very much like a Purim. I think, Michal, you're referring to this?
No.
Al tihi, further up. Okay, al tihi b'soyve yayin. A person should not be a drunkard. Soyve is a hard word to translate. Ribui hashasiya. Zoylel, right. So in fact, this pasuk is critical for the translation of zoylel v'soyve. Okay, we'll right away jump to the medrash. It says about the ben soirer umorer. What is his sin? Zoylel v'soyveya. Now, what do those two words mean? The truth is, Chazal acknowledged they didn't know what those two words mean. What does that mean? He's a bad guy? What do you mean? It means Zoylel Visodeya. They had to come on to this very pasuk in Mishlei to extract a clear definition for these two words. Because here in this pasuk, only here in pasuk Mishlei, in pasuk Chav, does it say Sove Yoyin and Zoylele Vosar. Here it associates Bosar with the word Zoylalei, a glutton, and it associates Yayin with the word Soivei, which means a drunkard. So only from the Pasuk in Mishlei were Chazal able to understand the precise meaning of the words by Sarum Moira that he was a Zoylel Visovei, which has halachic ramifications, that is only Chayiv Mis if he stole money from his parents and used that money to purchase wine and meat, a certain amount of wine, a certain amount of meat. So that has, and that is only known from Mamish and what we learn about over here in this Pasuk, Perukhov Gimel Pasukhov. Al Tehi Visovei Yoy. Do not be from the Seva Yayin, the Bezil, the Basar. Lamo. Lamo means for your own benefit. Meaning that the person is buying the meat and wine for the Mitzudas, we'll say in one moment, for his own private benefit, not for the purpose of Suda Shabbos, Suda Yamtif, Purim Suda, or for other things. If it's for a purpose, Tzarche Mitzvah, then the Shlomo is telling it's not so terrible. It's only Lamo. Lamo means for your own private benefit. Okay, let's go over here at the Pasuk Kaf Nemesudas Tavah B'Seve Yain B'Chavuras Toseve Yain. Do not be among a group that is drunkards of wines. Lishtos Habri, to drink very much. Okay, Lamo. Lamo means Ratzolaymar Lahanos Atzmam. Lahanos Atzmam means for their own private benefit. Loloy La'anig Shabbos is Yom Tov, not for the purpose of taking delight in Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Chayzer Gam Alayin. The word Lamo goes back on both on the Basar and the Yain. Now, interesting that this pasuk also has more meaning, in being that these psukim over here are mentioned in reference to a child. Again, by the parashah Ben Soyer Moira, we're dealing with a child. The child is 13 years old. And you kill him now when he's innocent, when he's 13 years old, instead of waiting until he becomes a murderer. And here, we don't even know what those two words mean, Zoylel Visovei. We all know from the context of this pasuk where it says, Say the Yain and Zoylel Vasar. But more than that, the pasuk is being addressed to a child. If the pasuk was just being addressed to an adult and associated, that would be sufficient. But it's even greater significance in that these words are being related to a situation where we have instruction to a child. Okay, okay, there's a cute little medrash. The medrash over here says, it's like a riddle. It's more of a riddle, a perm riddle. This is the Tanchuma, Parsha Shmini. Okay. Parsha Shmini, Simin Hey. It says, Al ti b'seve yayin, al tigroim la'atzmecha lishtois shivim, v'sire p'nei shivim, v'tavo lidei misa. One more time. Do not cause yourself to drink, lishdais, to drink 70, and in consequence, for violating this, for drinking shivim, you will see the pnei shivim, the face of the 70, and you'll come, the savo lidei misa. So what is shivim? Yain is bigmatria 70. And 70 is the 70 members of the Sanhedrin. If a person drinks too much wine, he'll come to live a lifestyle of Geneva and Znus, and he'll come to a Chiyav Misa. And who's going to paskin dini nefashos? Well, the truth is, you don't need bezin shel shivim yachad 23. So I don't know why it says this. Look, what?
It's a parallel.
They also have the power. The Supreme Court also has the power over misa, and you'll have to. They'll come to the. You'll end up seeing the pnei shivim, and they're going to paskin upon the person is chayiv misa. Okay, that's a cute little twist. I never heard such a thing. Don't drink yayin. Drinking yayin is going to bring you lidei the other 70, the 70 members of the Sanhedrin. Okay, let's go. A zakim doesn't need the yayin. A zakim mamri does not need the yayin. He just paskins halach and he acts upon it. Okay. Okay. Now the medrash also Tana de Beilio says that this pasuk, when it says al tahi b'seve yayin b'zolei vasalamo, is even disgusting a person, a good person, And he's saying, he just cries in the principle of Asay Shabbat Chachol V'Al Titzterech Labrios. Person should not indulge in the good life if you can't afford it, even if we learn according to the Pashup Shad Lama, the direct contrast to the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says Lama. Lama means for your private needs. But if this person wants to drink a lot of wine, a lot of good meat on Yom Tov, Kol HaKavod. But the Medrash says, good, you can do all you want, but if only provided you can afford. You have no right, a basic principle, you have no right to burden the community with luxuries, even where it's L'Shem Mitzvah for Shabbos or for Yom Tov. How do you reconcile this with the other Chazal that says, Lova alive ani pareya? A person does not have enough money for his Shabbos and Yom Tov needs, should borrow money and have faith that a Kodesh Baruch will pay back. So there are many answers to this contradiction. The most popular answer is if a person has parnasa, I have parnasa, I have income. Money is coming in. I get a check. I get a check once a week, once a month. No, I'm a little short. No, you have parnasa, money is coming in. Then you apply the principle, if you don't have enough for Shabbos, borrow money and don't worry. But if you don't have income, period, and everything you take is a handout, and you have no means of making a livelihood, period, then we apply the other pasuk, Asay Shabbat Chachol V'Al Titzterech Labrios. Make your Shabbos like a weekday, and don't come on to become a burden upon the community. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chof Af, also pasuk that relates very much to Purim. Ki sovei v'zalel yivaresh, a person that overindulges in wine and in meat, yivaresh, will become impoverished. Ukiraim talbish numa. This second part of the pasuk appears to be a different concept. We'll read the words backwards. Numa means sleep. Tenuma, a person who dozes off continuously, he will end up wearing ripped clothing. He will not be able to afford. It's a continuation of the theme of Tifaresh. He will become impoverished, and he will not be able to afford to buy nice clothing, and he will wear tattered and ripped garments. Ukiroim, shattered, ripped clothing, talbish numa, person who sleeps a lot. It means he's lazy, and he's sleeping off the effect of the wine and the meat.
What? Take care of himself. Doesn't take care of himself because he's,
right, but that's coming. It's coming all from kisovei v'zolel, being a bal taiva. When one is a bal taiva, it leads to yivareish and leads to ukiroim talbish numa. Let's see pasuk chafaf in the mitzudas of it. Pasuk chafaluf yivareish yihye rosh v'ani. He'll become destitute. Ukiroim hatenuma hazos. This tenuma is referring to the end of the pasuk. This slumber. Mal beshes beolecha begodim kinuim, rib clothing ki hamasmid bitnuma, one who is a masmid, one who continuously sleeps, yivoresh, becomes poor, gamhu velo him as well, velo yimotse yadalulbosh begodim shlemim, cannot afford to buy nice clothing. Now this pasuk, according to Chazal, refers not only to Pshuta Shel Mikra, referring to Well, let's see over here the Rashi. The Rashi over here says, Ki soveh v'zolel yivaresh yismaskein. Yismaskein means becomes poor. Ukroim talbish numa, ha'atzlus v'hatnuma, laziness and slumber, talbish oischa begodim klum, will cause you to wear ripped clothing. You'll look like a schlump. Right? Like a...
You sleep in your clothing.
That also... Okay. Now Chazal interpreted this in reference to people that sleep during Shir, who sleep in the koilo.
What are you saying?
This is a shocking thing. It says we're talking to Bei Eliyahu. I never imagined Chazal would say such a thing like this. Okay, this is totally new to me. Everything is new to me, but this certainly is new to me. Bikan Amru. Perush, be very careful he should not fall asleep. And here over here in the Perush he says, Be'em salimudo be'es hamirush, and emar, ukiroim, this pasuk, rip clothing, talbish, will be worn by Numa, one who sleeps, lefi, this is a quote, Tana debei Eliyahu, Rabba, not the Zuta, okay, the great one, Tana debei Rabba, Perik Yud Gimel, lefi, she'ein lecha mida kosha. There's nothing worse, ba'olam, in this world, ke kimisnamim bebeis hakneses ubebeis hamedrash, like someone who dozes off in the beis hakneses and the beis hamedrash. Really? I don't know. This is shocking. Shocking. You would ask me, you would put in, make a list of all the things, all the terrible avos you can possibly do. Avodah zarah, gilui arayos, shvichas damim. Okay, we have a long, long list. Personally, I would put this probably on the very, very bottom. I don't even know if it would even make it to the list. What? And whose fault it is? Like, you know, so someone recently told me that he went to shir, and the rav. This is a true story. This traveling in a morning kollel in this neighborhood. I'm not going to tell you which kollel, who the rabbi was, but the rabbi. But the rabbi was giving the shir, and there was a person that was sleeping and snoring, making noise. So in the middle of the shir, the rabbi said to one of the members, "Can you do me a tayva? You know, give him a nudge to wake him up. He's disturbing the olam. He's making too much noise." So the Baal Bas said, "You put him to sleep, you wake him up." Okay, so this is shocking. This is a shocking statement. Ein lecha mida, there's no mida kosher? I mean, this is an extreme statement. This is really, I mean, it's not your fault. This is the way the world is. People, this is how it is. I really don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, you see this all the time. You see this all the time. I know someone. I goes to a certain place, and there's a person. He learns b'charusa. He's not a young man. This person, and he learns b'charusa with a much younger fellow, and he's unbelievable. He's brilliant. You hear him. The Kol Torah is learning, and then all of a sudden, it's quiet. It's like Kol Torah. All of a sudden, it's quiet, and he's learning the chavrusa, and he's doing all the talking. The chavrusa just listens, and he's doing all the talk. And all of a sudden, you look at him, and he said he fell asleep. He fell asleep in the middle of learning with this chavrusa. Yeah, he does. Obviously, he does. He just falls asleep. Ein chamida. And then that same person who does this all the time, I sit on the other side when I go. I also, and every so often in the afternoon, I'm there, not there for a long time, I fall asleep myself. I put my head down. And all of a sudden, one day, I hear him standing right on top of me, and he says, "What's going on here?" He's screaming at me, "Sleeping? Everyone here sleeping in the Spanish?" I'm looking at him, I wake up, and I'm looking at him, "Yeah, look who's talking over here." Look who's talking. Okay, but this is what it says. Look, I'm not making this up. It just reminds me, I'm coming to Purim now, and there's a famous chazal in reference to Purim. And Rabbi Akiva was once giving a shir, and his talmidim were all sleeping, and dozing. Okay, minamnim, and he said to the talmidim, and he started off the shir. Why was Esther zoichet to be moishel on 127 to live 127 years? Why was Esther Zoicha? Why was Esther Zoicha to rule over 127 years? Because Esther, she lived for 127 years. And Chazal explained, what was he telling this people that was sleeping? Sara Imenu lived for 127 years. And Chazal explains, what is my inyan zelizah, my inyan shmita etzel har Sinai? Why is he telling this to Talmidim? He was telling them because Sara, she never slept, or she didn't doze off. Every single moment of her life, every single year, every single moment had meaning. And midik negemidah, that's why her great 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 granddaughter was zeichet to over 127 dinas. If Sara would have slept, she would have dozed, she would have slept here and there, then her life would have been 126 years, 125 years, when you want to make all the calculations of how much time you're really living. And that would mean that Esther would not have ruled over the entire world. She only would have ruled over 125, 24, 23, whatever it was, whatever Medina. lost, it would not have been complete. So therefore he was telling his Talmidim that seize every moment. Don't allow yourself to calmly day sleep, because you don't know the consequence, what's going to be in the future, the reward down the line. Who knows when? In many generations, so Mashiach comes, you don't know what it's going to be, and then it'll be payday, and the time you spent wasting your time is not going to be wasted. That time, that potential will be wasted, and will be consequences in the future. All right, but that's really what it says. It says over here, and the Gemara Darshan says, Talbish here means a spiritual garment. When the person comes into the next world, he will be dressed in a spiritual garment. And that spiritual garment will be made up of his mitzvahs and his Torah. Torah mitzvahs. And if the person sleeps in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis HaKnesses, he's not functioning 100%, his spiritual garments will be lacking. They will be incomplete. We always hear these bizarre midrashim, stories that they're true, they're not true. I don't think a lot of these stories are true, but who knows, that different neshamas, they come to people in dreams, and part of their body is complete, part is not complete, part of their garment, they have garments, different color garments, nicer garments, and they explain to the people they're visiting, then the reason why I'm incomplete was because in this world I wasted my time. I did not maximize my potential, and therefore my guf, my garments, these things are incomplete. And that's what it's saying over here. Ukroyim talbish numa, numa, one who sleeps will dress himself in the next world with garments that are incomplete. His Torah will be ripped into shreds. Peace shatter, like clothing that is incomplete. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chaf Beis. Shema le'avicha. Shlomo HaMelech says to his son, maybe he's talking to David. He had a lot of children, Shlomo, but he said, Shema, listen to your father. Zeh, because your father, Zeh, this person, referring to himself, Yilodecha, gave birth to you. I'm the one that brought you into this world, and therefore the Mesudah says, I certainly only want your benefit. When I tell you to do something, don't think I'm an evil genius. I'm trying to trick you and trying to cause you to suffer. Why would I want to do that? If I'm the one that brought you into this world, I only want your good, I only want your benefit, I only want you to succeed. And therefore, trust me, when I tell you something, it's for your benefit. Then he says, and your mother, when your mother tells you to do something as well, you should listen. Al tavuz ki zokna imecha, don't despise your mother, even if she is old. Now, what does that mean? The mitzvah says, "Stoy l'derech pshat ze yilodecha ratzulai." Mar, reading the words backwards in this pasuk, "Haloi ze yilodecha." This one, your father gave birth to you. Ubevada, even though a man doesn't give birth, but it's figurative. It means that I'm the source of your existence. Ubevadai yachboitz b'takonosecha. Certainly, your father who's instructing you, he wants you to succeed. When your mother tells you to do something, listen, do not despise her words, even if she is old. And he explains, what does this mean? To say that she doesn't relate to me, she is from a different generation. Old people don't have any intellect. Loi v'save tama. People who are old don't have reason. They lose their sensitivity. Rabbi, yeah.
Why do they apply the kindness to the mother and not to the father?
Not to the father, but the same thing bothered me, because seemingly is because men in ancient times they were intellectuals. Were they really? I don't know. All men were intellectuals.
So a
zaken is misha kon chokhma. The older a man is, the wiser, the more. But a woman who is not oisek, that's not their field to be oisek in intellectual pursuits. I know, that's what bothers me. You're right. It bothers me. I don't know the answer. What?
By a man, he can sit and learn, let's say.
Yeah,
woman,
yeah.
She gets life experience.
Bina Yisera, Pumfakar.
She has even... gives her...
But here he's putting in a negative, the mitzvah. Right, so that's a very... You have a very nice parish. Your parish is a positive parish. Here he's saying tovuz. Tovuz is coming to explain the mitzvah. This comes saying, don't despise. Now what does it mean? Look what it says over here. It says very shocking. Don't say that old people don't have reason. Av ki derech, even though ki derech noshim lo laharbos amorim mibli haskel. It is common, he says, for women to say things that are nonsense.
But it's also the generation gap is also. Common.
Yeah, but he doesn't say that. I know, but that's not what he says here. He's in Echnam, that's a different parish, but that's not what he's saying. You're right. So that's what I would say. If we were writing a parish, we would put the most positive twist. We would right away say, generation. No, but he's saying the Mitzudas appears to be saying something very negative. He's saying that it is very common that old women speak words of nonsense. That's what he says. Look what he says. Af ki derech noshim la laharbo samarim b'li haskel. So he's telling this young man, even though it's true, women who are 150 years old, they say things that are total nonsense, but you should listen, because among those things that are nonsense, there are some gems. There are some hidden gems. There's some words of chachma. She has a lot of life experience, and she'll tell you some very important things as well. So don't be mevaz. Just because she says nonsense, don't go and just write her off. Have respect for her, because in her words, you will also uncover words of chachma. That's so. What does Malam say?
Malam says that
exactly right. That's what Machol is saying. Yeah. Don't say that it doesn't. I have respect for her, but her insights are for a different generation. We're living in different times, and therefore I don't relate to her. Generation gap. That's not so. She knows your generation as well. She can tell you. She can give you insight into the new generation, the young people. There's what to learn from the Zakenim as well. Did you see? Yesterday was released. They had a video of the Chofetz Chaim.
Yeah.
To the best of my knowledge. You saw it already a while ago?
Yeah.
They showed these videos, but they didn't show the Chofetz Chaim.
Everyone is smoking.
Everyone is harassing the photographer. So I don't understand something. Someone there wrote in the comments, oh, look at the old generation. Everyone is so friendly. They're so nice. Yeah. They're so good. Tell me, today you go to a chasna, you go to a and if someone will go and harass the photographer, and go to the photographer and give him a frask, this will be scandalous. What kind of midah is to go and beat up the photographer? So there, in that photograph, when the Chofetz Chaim comes in, the guy gave him a zetz.
No, he's covering the
line. He didn't just come. He attacked him. You saw he came. I think it was his son, Chofetz Chaim. Someone, a guy with the Chofetz Chaim. He went no, and a guy comes over. Whew, he puts his hand. So nothing has changed. people are very. There's a video of the Knesiyah Gedolah. What year was it? The Knesiyah in Vienna, 29. The first Knesiyah Gedolah of all the delegates arriving, and it was a secular. And someone covering the news.
It was in a circus.
It was in an old circus building, it says.
In Vienna. Where did you see it?
Matzev. It's on YouTube. Yeah, Matzev. I saw it on Matzev. It's on Yeshiva World News as well. Yeshiva World News has a link to the YouTube. I don't have access to YouTube, but Matzev, they have their own service. So they have a little clip.
What, they censor or they load it down?
I don't know. They put it on their own service, because a lot of Haredi people that they're catering to have filters that don't allow YouTube.
So you go to Chaim Belen to see the YouTube?
What do you mean Chaim Belen to see the YouTube?
Which filter?
Matzev.
Oh.
Matzev has, every time they have videos, anytime they have post a video, they download the video onto their own servers.
Oh, okay.
Because many people in the Haredi world have filters where they don't have access to YouTube. Yeshiva World News has YouTube. There's no limit. I think the real video is a lot more. They only show that they only download a certain segment, but they show it's fascinating. You see the Chofetz Chaim. I don't think was there ever a video, ever a film of the Chofetz Chaim released.
They say the pictures were not really right either.
That picture for sure was not right. But there's a picture. There's one famous picture where he's sitting outside his home. With there's some women walking around, there's women and his face is turned, and that picture became very famous. That picture they've
censored.
No, that picture they know the woman they censored, but
the famous is an orator.
The original picture was the Sheker V'chasa. The original picture that Yisrael and Mechon is on Sefer Chofetz Chaim. I know that I learned in Chaim Lemuel. I learned there were the Zax twins. There was a Zax,
a Mendel
Zax, a son maybe. There was a Rebbe in Chaim Lemuel, in the fourth grade Rebbe for many, many years. He already retired. His name was, I forgot his first name. So he had a number of children, and all those children they learned the Chaim Lemuel. So in my class they were twins. They had in their house the Becha. In their house they had the Becha of the Chofetz Chaim. The Becha of the Chaim was not a large Becha. When he made Kiddush on, they have it here. You know, there's a store called Touchdown. There used to be a store Touchdown. Right. It still exists? Probably not. There's a store for children's clothing. When I was a kid, it was a big place in the basement business. Yeah. Touchdown. So that was Rabbi Zaks' home in his basement. His wife had parnasa.
Yeah.
So in that and there, they had there the Becher of the Chofetz Chaim. The Becher of the Chofetz Chaim was approximately 5 ounces, which is not a Shir Chazonish. But the family said that the picture that they put on the Chofetz Chaim is definitely not.
Zaks is the brother of the Rosh Hashiva who just recently passed away.
He's the brother of the one who originally passed away, the Rebbe Shlomo, who passed away in Eretz Yisrael. So the family said that picture is not a picture. There is one authentic picture which became in the last 20 years became very famous, is where he's sitting outside his home and his face is turned. It was enhanced and it was they fixed it up and they made portraits and pictures. That became a famous picture. But I never saw a film, ever hear a film of the Chofetz Chaim walking in the street? So here they have a film. There's a film of him coming in this gate. He's a very small man. He looks like he's about five feet, I would say, in the picture. And he's coming in, and he's being escorted, and he's walking very slowly. It's fascinating. Yeah. And then Rav Elchanan Wasserman. At the end of the video, Rav Elchanan Wasserman is coming. Rav Elchanan was a young man in that picture. He comes in. He had a black beard. Rav Elchanan Wasserman. I don't know all these other rebbes. They have a lot of rebbes, a lot of rabbanim. Fascinating what they look like and their mannerisms. Rav Elchanan was very, very, very alive. Very, very. Okay, but in any event, over here, getting back to the topic, Shmabini, Shishnabi Mavaza, Kizokna Imechan. Now, let's give you this some very important midrashim. First, beautiful medrash. Why does it have to say, Ze Yilodecha? What, a father is not the one who gave birth to you, is not the one who brought you into this world? It's obvious. Why is Shlomo HaMelech repeating these words, Shma Liavicha? Because Ze Yilodecha. Of course, who else? If your father did not bring you into this world, how else did you get into this world?
It doesn't say that for the mother. That doesn't say that.
Right, the mother does not say that. Zo Yiladecha doesn't say that. So what does it mean over here? So the Medrash says the word that if you listen to your father. The word Zer refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, there are different interpretations of this Medrash. But the first interpretation is, when your father tells you to do something, do it, unless he tells you to do an Aveira. An Aveira, you're not allowed to listen to your father. Why? Because Zer Yilodecha refers to Hashem. Zer is a reference to Zer Keli V'Anveihu. Zeh is a code for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yilodecha is also a code word for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzur Yilodecha Teshi in Parshas Hazinu. Tzur, the rock that gave birth to you, has become weak, meaning that if you do an Aveira, then Teshi. So therefore, it's these two words, Zeh and the word Yilodecha, use in reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Pasuk is telling you that this that I'm telling you, Shma Liavicha, listen to your father, there's a condition. Only listen to your father when your father's words are consistent with the Ribbono Shel Olam's words, which are Zeh and Yilodecha, which is Zeh Keli V'Anveihu, and so Yilodecha is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's beautiful because you can do a lot with that.
Yeah. So it's not. So first of all, you already said new interpretation. You already said the second pshat. Liavicha here means your physical father, your biological father. That's another pshat. That's how Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay.
But out of voice and don't disgrace him. Because you're.
Imecha, you're interpreting Imecha to be your nation, Klal Yisrael. Right. So we don't disgrace.
Yeah. We've gotten older, thanks to Rabbi Nishalel.
Okay, very good,
so,
very nice.
You know, listen to him because
the proof is in the pudding. We survived. The Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. Other nations have come and gone. Other nations have disappeared off the face of the earth. But Klal Yisrael has survived. Why? Because the Vayei Gashem gave us the mitzvahs. And the mitzvahs kept us going.
Yes, so don't push it aside.
Don't push it aside. Very nice. Beautiful pshat. Divrei Rebbe Meir.
It's based on what you just said.
On this medrash. Okay, so this is the other interpretation. Exactly, he said Shema Avicha means listen to who is Avicha. The pasuk is coming to explain Avicha is Zeyiladecha. Ribbono Shel Olam, he is your father. And like you said before, Imecha refers to your nation, Klal Yisrael. Don't despise Klal Yisrael, even though it's old, even though their ways, their customs, what's all the Goyim are always saying to us. What do you have these ancient practices? What's all of this about? It's outdated. It's Kizokna Imecha, these customs that you practice. What is this all about? Don't be influenced by them by the Goyim when they tell us this. Just because Kizokna Imecha, what?
Jews
say it, okay. Al Tovus, don't despise it. Have respect. Now there's another important medrash. The medrash takes the word Tovus and applies this to none other than Boaz. Obviously there's some phonetic similarity between Boaz, the one who was the ancestor of David HaMelech, who was the ancestor of Shlomo. Okay, over here, over Shlomo HaMelech is referring back to where he came from, Kizokna Imecha, and he's referring specifically to a halacha, a controversial halacha. What is the controversial halacha? Something that we do so often, Shalom Aleichem. How are you allowed to say to a person, Shalom Aleichem? You're not allowed to say in the Beis HaKisei the word Shalom. You're allowed to call people by their name. You can call people by their Jewish name. It's also a question, but you can make it to a certain degree. But you're not, if a person's name is Shalom, you're not allowed to call him by his first name in a place where people are not dressed. Let's say in the mikvah. Why? Because Shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how is one allowed to say to their friend in the morning, Shalom Aleichem? You might see the Shem Shemayim Levatala for private needs. So the one that invented this concept was Boaz. Boaz, he said to the harvesters when Rus was observing, he said to them, Vayomer Lakotrim Hashem Imochem. May Hashem be, and he said, he didn't just say the word Shalom, he said Yudke Vavke, we more. And Vayomer Lo, and they responded, Yivarechacha Hashem. Now we don't go that far to say Yudke Vavke, we only say the word Shalom, which is the closest we can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is he allowed to do this? Being Moitzi Shem Shemam Levatala, Boaz felt, they needed the Chizuk. That the generation already, the generation sunk to a level where they were not thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they needed chizuk, some support. So he said, think Hashem, think about Hashem. And the way we're going to think about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is we're going to greet each other with Hashem's name. And that's a very controversial halacha. If someone today would come along and do something like that today, you would say, you're out of your mind. You have no right to go and make up new halachas. So it appears that Chazal, or people that came after Boaz, or maybe even people later in this generation, later point in time, were not happy with this custom.
Are you looking at a medrash on this?
Yeah. The medrash is in the Gemara. It's a brachas. It's Gemara brachas.
Oh.
Gemara Masechta brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says that how was Boaz allowed to do this? It appears that Chazal, that people in later generations were critical of Boaz's innovation.
And yet it was accepted.
And why it was accepted. And here Shlomo HaMelech is coming to be mechazik that Al Tovos Kizokna Imecha. Don't despise him. Don't challenge the controversial decision, edict of a Talmud Chacham. Boaz did this al pi Ruach HaKodesh, and it may seem a bit controversial, but Boaz had the right to do it, and therefore don't question his ways. And by extension, when we look back at other Gedolei Yisrael and we have questions, you have no right to challenge and say they did not know what they were doing. They made big mistakes. Look what goes on today. Today no one would do something like that. So how could it be that only 100 years ago this Gadol Hadar was doing something like this? It's not true. You have to be careful. You have to know that they were allowed to, because it's not necessarily forbidden today. Times have changed, so we're more machmer today, or we are more megal today, whatever the situation is. Times were different. And don't second guess people who came before you thinking they were mistaken. And the example, the model, the paradigm that we use to bring out this concept is Boaz. Boaz did something which at the time was extremely controversial, to be Moitzi Shem Shemayim Mitoch, greeting one Ish Esrayehu. They actually said Yudke Vavke. Today no one would do that. We only do it by extension, we say Shalom. And don't second guess him. He knew what he was doing. Okay, that is pretty much. Okay, let's see if anything else. Okay, you know what? Let's now learn a little kid Shulchan Aruch before Rabbi Michael. Is his name Michael?
His last name is Michael.
Before Rabbi Michael comes.